Fabulous. Jason Light Alive in session with a track to be found on Department of Disappearance, which is the album out on the October the 15th, Willow One. So, Jason, I met you before on a couple of occasions, as I say. Obviously, the pleasure is all mine. You live in Montana.
Yes.
Okay, and I can imagine that you lead your life at a pretty leisurely pace, do you?
Actually, I do have a lot of energy to burn off, but I burn it off in good ways now, and that allows me to kind of to relax and to chill out, because I realized that I had a lot of energy and I wasn't really burning it off in good ways. So, I mean, I spend a lot of time outdoors. I run and bike and ski and just, I don't know. I do these things that have enabled me to kind of find a balance and that do allow me to relax.
Okay. I mean, are you into your wildlife and stuff? Do you take all of the kind of countryside in around you and soak it all in?
Yeah, absolutely. The place where I live, it's what it's all about. That's why I moved there.
Okay, excellent stuff. I mean, so do you record at home? I know that you've got your beloved computer with you, which you are performing with tonight. But is it a very kind of homegrown thing once again for you?
Yeah. I mean, even all the Granddaddy albums were recorded at home, and I've been collecting and stashing away gear for, 15, 20 years. So yeah, I've amassed a pretty ridiculous amount of cool stuff, and I like doing it at home. You know, kind of the shortest route from the idea to the tape is that works for me pretty good.
Okay, I mean, yeah, does a thought of, having to gear up and get a lot of people geared up and ready and go into a studio with all the pressure that brings to you, is that a complete terror to you?
I've invested so much time in doing it this way that I'm just, I'm screwed. This is how I have to do it from here on out.
Right, okay. I mean, and like I say, so it strikes me you're your own boss. And you always appear to have been, all right? From the outside, at least, that it appears. I like the recording, the writing and everything, and putting Grandad together and looking after the band. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself in the middle of the solo album, which you are promoting at the moment as well, as we previously discussed off-air, and Granddaddy. So how did you find yourself in this position? Because when I heard Granddaddy was getting back together again, I was like, what? I was sat down at the time.
I said the same thing, except I said something that you can't say on the radio.
Right.
We got together. We were working on these reissues for some records, some vinyl, and Jim... guitar player Jim Fairchild was the one who was kind of nagging me about it, and in a good way though. And he was assuring me that it would be okay, and that maybe we should consider it, because I was not really having it,
Right.
Not that I didn't want to hang out with the guys, but just all the logistics and all the weight and the baggage, and just I couldn't even begin to think what it would take to assemble the gear. And just, and all just create a list of songs that would sound somewhat familiar to what we actually sounded like, which oddly enough, I think we actually sound a lot better now than we used to.
Right.
So once I asked him to ask the other guys if they would be into it. And he said, yeah, man, everyone's totally loves the idea. And I was a bit taken back. Really? So that's kind of what put me over the edge, was realizing that everyone else was into it. And it was a festival in San Francisco that gave us an offer. And because it was so close to Modesto, I thought, how hard can it be? We would rehearse for a week, shoot over there, play this festival, make some money, we'd be happy and have a good time. And then as soon as other promoters and other, festivals found out that we said okay to that festival, kind of this, cascade of interesting offers started pouring in.
And you didn't see that coming when you originally took on the festival.
Matter of fact, I got to a super freak out moment when our management and other people we were working with started saying okay to these things. And assuring me, these are great opportunities. We're going to make all this money, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I still don't know how we're going to pull this off. And it was kind of, a lot of it fell on my shoulders to figure out gear-wise and, production-wise, how how it was going to pan out.
Okay, have you been surprised as to all the love that is out there for Granddaddy Steel? Because people are really, really thrilled.
I mean, yeah. I think the thing that's thrilling me more than anything else is that it seems like there's a whole level of people who got into the band and it kind of passed them by and they didn't get the opportunity to see them. And it kind of falls on this list of, you know, dreams that they had was to see Granddaddy. And that to me seems like that would be pretty neat if you had a band that you held in such a regard and you finally got the opportunity to see them. But I mean, other than that, you know, the audiences have been very, very obviously, you know, super thrilled and just, you know, kind of, you know, beside themselves and making it very clear. And it's made the shows a lot funner for us, as you can imagine.
I can imagine. And I am right in saying that you were always bigger in the UK than you were in America, weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's different levels and it's different, we definitely got a jump start here and we made a connection with people and we just put a lot of time and a lot of, you know, a lot of care and love into, you know, spending time over here.
Yeah, well, I for one, am absolutely thrilled. And I know that the Ritz is going to be full of people tomorrow night, just beside themselves. You're doing some other gigs as well. You're doing the No Mean City Festival on Thursday, which is in Glasgow. And then you're playing the End of the Road Festival. And you've also got the Shepherd's Bush Empire on the 4th of September. Is there anything else that you've got lined up after that?
Well, somewhere in there is Electric Picnic as well.
But it's in Ireland, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's it. That's kind of where we drew the line, you know. There's guys have obligations and people have to go back to work and people have to rejoin other bands. And so we kind of had to put a very definite end to this little stint at this point.
Oh, well, you said it's a stint and definite end to the stint. But does that mean that there might be a Granddaddy record in the future?
I've been talking about it. It's funny, the more I talk about it, the more I like the sound. I would like to hear it myself, but what it's going to take to make it, I'm not exactly excited or...
Right, well, we all are.
It just once again, you know, I have a feeling it's probably going to happen, but I have to, man, it's got to be good in order for me to let it happen.
It will be. As are the records that you've continued making in the interim of Granddaddy. Well, they've been on hiatus by the look of it. But yeah, really, really thrilled that you've come in today. And I know that you're tired and you've had a lot of work to do. So I really do appreciate
it. Well, thank you. I appreciate being asked.
And so you've got one more tune to do for us before you disappear, which is?
I'm going to play a song off of my first solo record, which my record label will be thrilled about.